You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Some news from the division. We don't need to hit the breaking news sounder, but one of the two suspensions that, you know, NFL circles are waiting for, one impacts the Minnesota Vikings. It was expected. Jordan Addison, first three games as a part of, look, the behavior stuff. He got a DUI, and there was a settlement with it. Look, bottom line, he's not playing the first three games.
Doesn't really affect the Lions because he's not.
Well, they're in the division.
Back. No, I'm saying, but he'll be back by the time they play.
Yeah, I'm just talking about getting off, you know, you're getting off the ground with a rookie QB, basically, and you're down one of your best weapons. Let's get to the people, though. I mean, I'm asking the question. ESPN's tour stop, training camp, Goff taking more responsibility in the offense, the loss of Ben Johnson. They talk about John Morton a little bit. No, I'm less confident. You're either every bit as much or less. There's no justifiable case you could be more confident. That's just hopium. Let's go to Rico, 97.1. Rico, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, hello, and once again, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Long-time listener and whatnot. Here's the thing. You're right. The offense structure has been changed by Morton coming in. So, all we can do, because we ain't Madame Valari on the psychic network, let's see what happens. And I know I shouldn't have said that, but it's a fact of reality.
You're all
let's
good,
see what
man.
What happens with Morton and Goff? Morton has been there, but he wasn't there during the electrifying years of Goff under. You know what I mean. So I'm just saying, let's see what happens. And I'll go ahead and listen to your comments.
Well, and I respect that, Rico, but understand, we're sitting here today. This is a part of talking sports. Like I said, if you want to do Let It Play Out, I'm going to get Jansen a gig with Sirius, and he'll do one show a year. He'll wait till the final game of the season, and that one show's going to be called It Played Out, and he'll give you his take. It's just not, come on. I mean, that part of the fun is you got to talk about it. No, I'm not Miss Cleo. I'm just, it's okay to say, here are the reasons I'm less confident. It's not about what you want to happen when you say things. It's about what do you think it is.
Yeah, and also the other reason I'd be concerned is when you've seen it, when Goff goes up, especially last year, man, when you're going up against the guy, the other quarterback who's just as good or maybe better than you, it hasn't always turned out to be the outcome that you wanted.
I just, look, here, this is just what I feel. Jared Goff was in the perfect situation. A career renaissance doesn't happen unless everything goes right. Now, look, if you want to say, hey, Baker Mayfield's done it with multiple OCs and brought his career back from the brink, you're right. Mm-hmm. Okay? Here's the difference. I think Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than Jared Goff. I think Baker Mayfield has more playmaking ability. I think Baker Mayfield
Well, that's is just it. Like on a third and eight and the play breaks down, Baker's going to do whatever it takes.
But that's not – all I'm saying is, in general, Goff has got to prove it. Look, Baker has proven it. They lost Dave Canales. They lost Liam Cohen. He's had 8 million OCs. I think at one point Baker had played 7 years with 7 OCs. For Goff, he comes here, and everything was perfect. The talent, the scheme, the belief, the fact the organization loved him, and Ben Johnson, this is the difference between me and some Lion fans. I think Ben Johnson's a borderline offensive genius. No disrespect to John Morton. You're not Ben Johnson. Could it happen? Sure. Look at the odds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the whole team's taking a big step back this year. And I think Goff's a part of it. That doesn't mean they're going to tank. But there's a big difference between 15-2 and 9-8 or 10-7. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to Julian, 97.1. Jules, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Glad to be back. I missed you. I just moved back from California, so it's good to be back. But
welcome home, back, man.
Thank you, guys. Hey, just to follow up with what you're saying, man, I'm confident in the team, but But look at the strength of schedule we're playing against and who we're playing against on the road. You said you wanted to keep the QB comparison, right?
Yeah.
We're at Kansas City against Patrick Mahomes. We're at Joe Burrow. We're at Lamar. We're at, you know, what is it? Jalen Hurts. You know, all these teams that we're playing against, and I feel like the strength of schedule is we're not going to be in a position where we can have a 5-pick game or Goff can throw that little interception in, you know, the red zone and we can come back, bounce back. I mean, in comparison to the last year's schedule and this year's schedule, I mean, I'm concerned, man. I really am. And the fact that we haven't addressed the edge, you know, there's a couple things, and it goes back to almost like the Tiger thing. Like, why are we not pulling this hand grenade and throwing it? The window's closing, and I feel like I feel like we're walking on ice this year, to be honest with you.
So let me ask you a question. Let's have some fun for a second. I want to ask you, which of these two things concerns you more? Forget about the schedule for a second. Your concern about the loss of Ben Johnson and its impact on Jared Goff, or, per the ESPN article, how much they're depending on Marcus Davenport?
Honestly, Davenport, man. I mean, Ben Johnson, dude. I've been following Chicago a lot just because I'm curious, and you know, I don't feel like he's going to have the year that he is. I mean, I feel like he was more so in a good position. But as far as Davenport, who is Davenport? Why not pay Judon from Atlanta, or why not just sign Z again? I mean, why not just throw three guys on that side, dude? I mean, why put all of everything we have on one guy named Davenport? You know what I'm saying? Like, the window's closing, boys, and why not spend some money? Why not go after somebody that, you know, at least we know? We know more about Judon. We know more about Z than Davenport. That's I guess that's my argument.
Yeah, and look, the Za'Darius Smith thing is a thing because no one's paid him.
Yeah, that's still... I'm assuming that somebody's going to wait. Cause at first I thought maybe he was just trying to sit out training camp, but I think he'll take a job anywhere. He really wants to be here, and maybe they're holding that against him because they know how badly he wants to be out on the field.
Yeah. But you'd still bring him in. If a guy's willing to walk on hot coals to play, you just sign him.
I mean, you got the money. And it's a position of
need. We have bills coming due. Okay, mister?
Well, sign up for another one-year deal.
You don't understand the salary cap, Beard.
While you were gone, they gave Anzalone $1 million and said, okay, are you happy now? $750,000 of it in incentives, but yeah, okay. Are we done with
I'm
this?
I'm just glad they didn't extend him.
Right.
At the end of the year, see ya.
But that's
Jack,
what I'm saying.
Jack Campbell's defense.
You could do the same with him. Like, okay, well, here's a league minimum deal plus a dollar. Go on out there and do your thing.
248-539-9797. I will get more of these calls. The Goff Confidence Index, based on ESPN's little camp stop, he's going to have his fingerprints all over the offense. He's going to have authority. This is his deal. That doesn't make me feel more confident. The other thing, Marcus Davenport is the key to the whole defense. That's from people here in the ESPN article. Which one of those two things scares you more? Now, on that end, it would be the Davenport one.
Yes, sir.
You can't help me from a hospital bed.
Let's hope he stays healthy.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of the phone calls coming up. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.